The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from our Father, the presiding pastor of Trinity Household of Faith, Reverend Ebenezer Olawo.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Mimimo akinyekabo.
Sapragada libra gada libu shantale. Sopragada libra katale. Spirit of God, we welcome you.
Emi olorun ekabo.
Just lift up your hands to him.
Your word is okay, see olorun.
Say it. Say, Holy Ghost, I welcome you.
So we pray a mimimo kabo
into my life, into my situation.
Kabo sinu aye mi, kabo sinu gbogbo ilakoja mi.
Welcome in this place.
Akeyin kabo Olorun e mimo sinu gbogan yi.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Take it again, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. Thou art welcome in this place. Take it again, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Sabra katale bo shantale. I want you to be conscious of his presence here. Be conscious.
Je ki a mura sile fun emi mimo ni wakati owo yi.
Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your hands and just acknowledge him. It's the wind that will blow upon you tonight, this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Just concentrate on him. Just focus on him. Let there be no distraction. Holy Spirit, 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 Holy sing hallelujah. Just sing to him. Sing to him and say hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's already here. He's already here. He's already here. come and be silent now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying this early morning, breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glorify yourself for these few minutes. And let Jesus Christ alone and alone and alone be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Before you sit down, if you are not already sitting down, I'm going to give you one prayer point. Exodus chapter 14. Verse 22. Let's read verse 21. Everybody, let's read together. Exodus 14, not 40.
14,
give me the King James Version, please. Let's read it together. Let's go. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. The sea went back by a strong east wind. What is that wind? The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 2, and the Holy Ghost came like a mighty rushing wind. The agent of creating way, the way, the true way maker, is the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, and the sea went back by a mighty rushing wind. Anytime God wants to create a way, the Holy Ghost moves. The Bible says at the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the heart was in that form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth. God did something again, and the Bible said the Spirit of God moved. When the Holy Ghost moves in your life, when the Holy Ghost moves in your situation, I guarantee you, there will be a way where you least expect, God will create a space for you. The Bible says, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on a dry ground. Why? Because the Holy Ghost paved the way. One prayer point this morning. Say it after me. Holy Ghost. Can I hear you say louder? One more time. Move on me. Move in my situation.
Now.
Are you praying that prayer? You are not praying it like you mean it.
Oh, Baba, you pray. Oh, Jehovah.
Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
The Lord said to me,
Olorun so fun mi pe,
this is not a long prayer meeting.
Eleyi ki se adura pipe ti ogun.
So many prayers have gone before today.
Nitori pe opopolopo adura lati gba ko to di
ojo ni. All that God requires of you.
Ohun ti Olorun si nbere lowo iwo ati emi.
He said to me,
o so fun mi pe,
your cooperation.
O na ni pe ifowosowopo.
He said, I agree with him. I'm sure you are here this morning because you want to encounter God. If you have here, you are here this morning to encounter him. You want him to encounter you. Please cooperate with him. Short time. A rewarding time. Rewarding time.
Akoko eyi ti o san ni esan.
When I give you a prayer point.
Nigba ti n ba ti pe adura.
Or throughout this program when
you pray. Tabi ni gbogbo igba ati akoko ipejopo yi.
Agree.
E je ki a ni fowosowopo pelu eni to n pe adura.
Pray with the whole of your heart.
E je ki a gbadura pelu gbogbo okan aya wa.
Don't wait till the end of the meeting.
E ma je ki a duro di igba ti ipade o fi pari.
I will ask you to pray this prayer again.
And
I want everybody to pray this prayer. If you are here because you want a divine encounter, you want an unusual encounter, please pray this prayer. And I allow everybody to stand on your feet. You pray the whole of your heart. Please pray it. Don't forget this common saying, the prayer that does not move you does not move heaven. If it doesn't move you, it will never move heaven. So you pray this prayer. God is about to part the sea for you. Say it again. Holy Spirit. Two more times louder. Move upon me. And create a way. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Simple. Move upon me, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
From now,
Latisisi,
my Father, I'm praying.
Over
that situation, begin to move. Over that situation, begin to move. In that life, begin to move. In that office, begin to move. In that health situation, begin to move. In that financial situation, begin to move. In that business, begin to move. In those families, begin to move. Holy Ghost, move. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let there be a way. Let me hear you say the loudest amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me hear you say amen like thunder.
Amen.
God bless you. Please be seated now.
Ki Olorun ko bu fun gbogbo aye ki a joko.
This morning we're going to be very fast. We're going to be leaving in
a few minutes.
There are people, some people's life that is like the Israelites' journey.
Journey.
Long journey. Some people begin to eat. They begin to enjoy their labor when they are quarter to finish.
You
understand what I mean? When they are about to go, that is when breakthrough comes. Are you hearing me this morning?
Yes, sir.
But today God is going to change that trend. The journey is so long. But some discovered the secret of their life very early. That was why David prayed the prayer. He said, satisfy us with your mercy. Satisfy us with your mercy early. Long journey. Journey wasted life. Wasted opportunities. In fact, the truth is that some people road end before their journey ends. The road ends before the journey
ends.
The music stops playing when they are still dancing. A long and useless journey. Resources are wasted. Time wasted. Opportunities wasted. Why? Because they did not discover the way. The Bible says concerning a woman called Hagar. Hagar in the Bible. She was with a little baby, Ishmael. After she had exhausted the water that Abraham gave her. No more water for the baby to drink. And they were in the wilderness. The baby was crying of thirst. And the mother didn't want this baby to die in her own presence. And decided to move the baby to another place. And she left the baby under the tree and she moved away. The Bible said the baby was crying. The woman said, I don't want to see the death of my child. Because there was no water. No well. But the Bible says, suddenly, the Lord opened the eyes of Hagar. And she saw a well beside her. She would have died. The baby would have died. Not knowing there was a well beside her. When God becomes your way maker, the journey of life will be short and useful. And fruitful. And joyous. And fulfilling. When God becomes your way maker, tears we go. Pains we go. Sighing we go. I am praying again to somebody whom God has sent me to. To someone whom God has sent you. You will encounter the way maker this morning. Can I hear you say the loudest amen if you are the one?
Amen.
Maybe God didn't send me to everybody. But if you are the one that God sent me to, let your amen be louder than your neighbor's amen.
Boya Allah ran mi si gbogbo yin ṣugbọn ita Allah ran mi si ko si ami amen.
Like God showed up for Hagar, God will show up for you.
Gẹgẹ bi Olorun se yo si agari Olorun.
You will never waste years again. You will not waste opportunities again. You will not waste time again. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not lose your strength. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me hear you say the loudest amen.
Amen.
Let me give you a few things about when God becomes your way maker. Firstly, remember that God does not need to find a way before he creates a way.
We serve a God who doesn't find a way to create a way. He doesn't find a part and say there is a part here, let me look for it. He creates a way where there is no way. There was no way in the Red Sea. Nobody had ever crossed the Red Sea. But God created a way in the West Sea. Isaiah chapter 43:18-19
says,
he makes a way through the wilderness. The wilderness is a dry place, a confusing place, a place of confusion, a place of barrenness. When God created a way there, it means God made the unfruitful place fruitful. You know what the Bible says concerning Joseph when he had two sons? He called one Ephraim.
Genesis chapter 41, verse 50 and 51.
He called one Ephraim. And he called the other Manasseh. They said Joseph called the name of the firstborn
Manasseh.
He said, for God had made me to forget all my toil and my father's house.
Next
scripture, he called the other one Ephraim. He said, for God has made me to be fruitful in the land of my
affliction.
When God makes a way for you in the wilderness, the barren wilderness, the unfruitful wilderness, the dry wilderness, will become fruitful. So he doesn't need to look for a part. He creates one. When he steps into the Red Sea, the Red Sea becomes a walkway. When he sees a barrier, he turns the barrier to a bridge. When he sees a graveyard, he turns it to a gateway. He makes a pathway through obstacles. He makes passageway through impossibilities. He brings out possibility in the place of impossibilities. You know why God, you can see what God is going to do in your life. You are after this meeting, you will break forth. That same place where you have been, that it looks as if it's dry. Can I have a word? That's a word for somebody here. That place, thus says the Lord. That place where you are that looks dry. Looks barren. Hear the word of the Lord. I am coming through for you, and that place will become your fruitful land.
Amen.
In the land of your affliction, you will be fruitful.
Amen.
If you are the one, let your amen be louder than the neighbor's amen.
Yes.
I decree now, there is a way for you.
Amen.
I say there is a way for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please, if you are the one, jump on your feet and shout a big amen. So I want to make just mention
few things this
morning.
When God becomes your way maker,
nigbati Olorun ba ti je olulana fun o,
he will create possibility in the place of impossibility.
Yo wa mu ki ohun gbogbo ko sese nibi ti ko sese.
You know, God didn't create a way for the children of Egypt, the Egyptians. That was why they were drowned in the Red Sea.
Emo wi pe Olorun ko lana fun awon omo Egypt di ni ele ti okun fi bo won mole.
They were drowned.
Okun bo won mole.
You know, one of the things you see when God makes a way is that the place that drowns other, you go there and you make it a pathway.
On ti awon mo wi pe ti o fi mo wi pe Olorun ti lana ni na ni wi pe ohun to pe awon kan mi o lo be o si mo lo layo ati alafia.
The Red Sea bows to you.
A o ri pe iru okun pupa to nla koja yo teriba fun o.
The hardest season. Oh my God. Nigeria is going through a very difficult time. But I tell you, in the hardest season, you will bring out your greatest testimony.
Ni igba ti akoko, eyi to nira kokoko yi, Olorun yo lana fun o.
I don't know whom God is speaking to this morning.
Mi mani ti mo n ba so ti
Olorun. Hear the word of the Lord.
E gboro Oluwa.
In this season that we are in this country, God says the Lord, your greatest testimony will be produced. I say your greatest testimony will be produced. And I call that testimony forth now. I call it forth now. I call it forth now. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. You are the one. Let me quickly mention another one. If God becomes your way maker, he will guide you. He will guide you. It is terrible to go through. Oh, I met one of my friends some years ago. He came to my office. Just came to my office many, many years ago. And he called me with my name, the nickname that I used to bear when I was in secondary school. We were together in secondary school. We're classmates, you know. Those days we're practicing Christianity, you know, he would be laughing at us. And yes, you were. No, so he had gone through Israelite journey all around. He now saw me on TV preaching. He would now trace the church. He said to me, he said, you see, I just discovered. I've gone through life. What he should have discovered many years, he discovered so late. When God is your way maker, he guides you to the place of peace. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me in the what? Oluwa loluso agutan mi.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Kayaya. Come on. Emi ki o shalai ni.
I shall not want.
Omu mi lo si
papa oko tutu. O tu okan mi lara.
O tu okan mi lara.
Omu mi lo si
kini o.
Epa ona ododo.
Pa ona ododo. Nitori kini o.
Nitori oruko re.
Ojiji si se kini o.
O ni tuto.
Ni tuto.
Ire
ati anu.
Yo ma tan mi leyin. Ni ojo aye mi gbogbo. Emi o se ma gbe ile Oluwa. Lai ati lai lai. Amen.
When ti Oluwa ba je olusoagutan re.
When God is your shepherd.
Rather, this way. When God is your maker.
Nigba ti Olorun ba je eni ti o da o.
He will shepherd your life.
Yo be si ma se olusoagutan igbe aye re.
You know what guided the children of Israel?
The
cloud and the pillar of fire. It was the cloud and the pillar
of fire.
It was not a guesswork.
It
was following
him.
They were following
him.
It means, look, when God becomes your waymaker, the way may not make sense, but it will make a miracle. It will not make sense, but what? It will make
people may
laugh at you.
The
waymaker is behind
the journey of your life.
One, another one. When God becomes your waymaker, he will clothe you with favor.
Yo wa fi oju rere wo ni agbada tabi wo ni aso
that will open unusual doors
eyi ti yo je ki ona ti ko wopo ona rere ti ko wopo ko si fun o.
Listen to this.
If it is eleyi,
the way you know that God is your waymaker,
ngba ti o ti mo wi pe Olorun ni olulana fun o,
is that even your enemies,
awon ota re gan,
they will come to help you.
Won wa lati wa ran o lowo.
People who oppressed the children of Israel for 430 years were the same people who blessed the children of Israel where they were going. They packed everything for them. Everything.
The children of Israel spoiled them.
Have you ever heard of a king in the Bible called Cyrus? Cyrus was one of the king of Babylonia. One of the enemies of Israel. Who was the one that released Israel? Cyrus.
Who
was the one that provided for the children of Israel? Cyrus. What about Darius? The same thing. Darius, they even went to influence Darius to come against the children of Israel. At the end of it, Darius said, open the treasury and provide money for Israel to go. Open the treasury of the nation and said, release money for these people to go. Listen, when God becomes your waymaker, even your enemies will become unwilling actor in the divine movie. They will be used, they will push you to your place of elevation. The favor will be so much, the door you did not knock will open for you.
Koda ilekun rere ti o ti e kan lekun fun yo be se ma si iwo na ma wo pe ha eleyi o ha poju.
You know what he said in this Isaiah 45?
Isaiah,
Cyrus, you are my servant.
Cyrus iwo ni omo odo mi.
Through you,
nipase re,
I will lose the bones of kings.
I will
subdue nations. Isaiah 45. And I will open the double leaf door. Double leaf door. And they shall not be shut. They will not be. When God becomes your waymaker, the door he will open, nobody will be able to shut that door. That's why he said, I set an open door before you, which no man can shut. Can I say it again to somebody here?
Believe it.
Believe this word. From this moment,
lati wakati,
not tomorrow, from this moment,
ki se ola, lati se ju yi,
the doors that you did not open, you did not knock.
Oh, ona, ti o kan le kon fun lati si.
And I'd like you to say amen to it. The doors that you did not knock,
ani o rere ilekun rere to ti e kan le kon fun,
they will begin to open for you.
Yeah.
Is somebody believing that? I decree it now. As you live here this morning, the doors you did not even, you, it will be strange to you. Ah, me beautiful now. How did it happen? I say to you, by this prophetic word, that door you did not knock for, you did not knock, they will open. Let me hear you say the loudest amen. That door will not be able to be shut. Nobody will be able to shut the door. Nobody will be able to shut the door. If you are the one, let me hear you say the loudest amen. I decree by the word of the Lord, as you leave this place, strangers, people you don't know, we arise to begin to help you. Hey, the sons of foreigners, we arise to help you. Your enemies will be your helpers. The Lord will take them over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe it, let me hear you say the loudest amen.
Amen.
Jump on your feet and shout, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let the heavens hear your amen. Agree, amen.
Amen. Yes.
Now sit down. Let me just say this last one. And I want to release the word of God, the final word upon somebody. Listen. Even though God does not need, you know, there is a way God works. When God wants to make a way, he doesn't need to find a way to make a way. But the only thing that he requires of, he wants to first of all make a way in you before he makes a way for you. Did you get that? He wants to make a way in you before he makes a way for you.
Oh, Olorun fe lati lana ninu okan re ko to di pe yo lana fun.
Say it after me. God wants to make a way in me.
Olorun fe lana fun me
before he makes a way for me. You know, for him to make a way for you, all those things, he doesn't need your permission. But for him to make a way in you, he needs your permission. He will
need.
Let me just summarize with one person as an example in the Bible. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 5. Story there from 12 to 14 and there about 10. The Bible talks about a man called Naaman.
He was a great general.
He was a leper. God wants to make a way for him. He went to Elijah. Elijah, and he said, he went to the prophet and said, the prophet said, go and dip yourself in Jordan. There 7 times. Then you behold.
O si di mimo.
He said rubbish.
O ani ah eleyi.
Are there no better water in Damascus?
Je ko si awon omi to dara ju.
The headquarters of Syria.
Ni agbegbe awon Damascus.
There are better water than Jordan. Abner is there.
Awon omi to dara.
Tola is there.
Ni agbegbe Damascus wa.
Why should I do this?
O be se ndaruko awon omi dara.
He walked away.
Ibe le so fun wa pe tirunu o si kuro ni waju eniyan Olorun.
You know, I've always been saying it. I remember the story of an unusual encounter. The very pathetic story that I don't always like to say. I was ministering in a meeting like this. And there was a woman, a man at the back. He was a king in his village from the east. And his wife said to him, you are the one they are talking about. You are the one God is talking about. When the call was made. The man said, I will slap you. You want to disgrace me here?
A whole king.
The woman ran and told his friend. Please come and talk to him. He's the one they are talking to. Your friend went to him. He said, look, this woman wants to disgrace me here. He walked out of the meeting. Out of anger. Lo and behold, that evening, we had a program in the morning. In the evening, the man got sick. He was in the teaching hospital, General Hospital. That night, the man died. The woman was crying and weeping. I told him, God saw it and wanted to remove the door of death. Close the door of death and open the door of life, but the man refused it. The Bible says, Naaman walked away. But thank God for that servant who told him.
Servant.
Eh? Why are you doing like this? If the prophet has told you to do something greater, would you have done it now?
What is this one?
Just this simple thing. Sometimes God wants to move your heart before he moves your mountain. He wants to break the ego before he gives you a breakthrough. Naaman decided to come back. Thank God for that servant. You may not know the Jordan that you despise may be the Jordan that will restore you.
Ole foju fo awon Jordan nikan dai mo wipe Jordan to foju kere o na ni yo wa pada gba ola.
Thank God he came back.
And
he dipped himself.
O si ri ara re sinu omi.
Not 5 times.
Ki se ni igba marun.
Not 6 times.
Ki se ni igba mefa.
Complete.
O pe igba meje.
7 times.
Igba meje.
The Bible says he was restored.
Bible so fun wa wi
pe verse 14.
Ara re ara
ni a newborn baby.
Ara re dabi omo tuntun.
He now went and he said, I know that this God is the God, the only God. Friends, listen to this as I round up. God wants to touch your life. He wants to touch your health. He wants to touch your finances. Those troubles in life, he wants to touch them.
Who
is the Pharaoh that will stop you? Tani babanla babanla that will stop you?
Tani
who is the Aje? Who is the Osho?
Tani Osoronga. Who is that which is and
witchcraft? Nothing that will stop you. But sometimes, before God makes a way for you, before he deals with those mountains, he wants to make a way. Rise on your feet and let's pray together. Okay,
Etobi, Oluda.
Let's sing it one more time. One go. Everybody say. Understanding. Please, I want you to sing it one more time. Sing it with understanding. Everybody sing it. Raise up your voices. Kosi okay, not to let Johnny Wan you abawa. Kosi G, not to let die show Lord.
Etobi, bitterness. You want to release those unforgiveness from your heart. You want to release those pain and those hurts. You want to just say, Jesus, please have your way. Jesus wants to make a way in you before he makes a way for you. Jesus says, I want to be the Lord of your life. Complete, not partial. Lord of all, not Lord of one.
And says,
please give me a chance. And then I will make a way for you. Would you like to pray where you are and tell the Lord, Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender to you.
You want to
say, I give up. Give up.
Give
my own heart, I give to you today. I surrender to you, Jesus. My life, I give to you. So that you will make a way for me. Make a way in me today. Can I pray with you right now if you have said that prayer? Let me pray with you. Put your left hand on your chest if you have said that prayer. Left hand on your chest if you have said that prayer to the Lord. Left hand. Left hand. Saying, Jesus, have your way in me. Make your way in
me.
I surrender to you. I release to you today. Left hand on your chest, say it to him. And then I pray
to you.
As you put that left hand on your chest, lift your right hand up. Let me pray with you. Thank you very much for your hands.
Listen,
I can see the hands. I pray for you now. As you lift that hand, I pray for you. Say it after me. I surrender all. Let him hear you. You are not saying to me, I surrender all, Jesus. I surrender all. Let him hear you say it louder. Don't say it quietly. I surrender all. I am hot. I am pained, but I yield to you. Jesus, I surrender. Have your way in my life. I give you my whole heart. I give it to you, Jesus. Take over from today. As you make a way in me, make a way for me. Make a way for me where there seems to be no way.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can I pray with you now? Please come. Let me just touch you. Let me just put my hands on you. Wherever you are, please just step forward. Come forward wherever you are. Please come. Let me just touch you. Come quickly wherever you are. De paso dele, I want to touch you today. Is going to be the beginning. The way maker is set to make a way in your life today. The way maker is set to make a way in your life. The way maker is set to make a way. Come wherever you are. Come wherever you are. Come. The way maker is set to make a way in your life. The way maker is ready. It's ready to make a way in your life. My Father,
Baba mi,
I've spoken as you have sent me. I lay my hand on you. The way maker steps into your case. 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 Step 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 into your case.
Step into your case. Step into your case.
Lord, I have spoken.
Oh
God of miracle. You said it. I will make a way in you and then make a way for you.
Please
confirm these words. From today, within the next few weeks from now, my Father, I am asking you, give these ones undisputable testimonies. Step into their battles. Step into their pain. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Ghost, move in their lives. Holy Ghost, move in their lives. Thank you, Father. I pray for everyone you this morning. Everybody lift up your hand wherever you are. On the first day of December, the 12th month, God says, I will crown the year with goodness.
Emi o fi ohun rere fun o ni ipari odun yi.
O ni ma de odun yi, ma de ni ade. I speak the word of the Lord to you. From today, every long awaited blessing, every blessing that has been hanging, that belongs to you, that has been hanging, as you step into this month, as you go from here now, I decree, angels of the Lord, begin to deliver them. Deliver them to you. Them to you.
Amen.
Let me hear you the loudest. Amen.
Amen.
Something happened in the Bible. The Bible says, Moses said, where will you get meat to feed these people? God said, you will see whether I will do it.
Moses said, suddenly
the Bible says, and the wind brought quail from the east and brought it around the camp of Israel, so that they just took it. They didn't struggle to bring them down. Just had they had me, they gathered me throughout the night. The wind brought them.
Hey!
And I want you to say amen to this last prayer. Say it with the whole of your life, with the whole of your
soul.
Wind of God, Holy Ghost, let the goods of your children, wherever they are, across the globe, the four corners of this world, let them be delivered. Jesus, you will not struggle to get it.
Amen.
It will be at your arm's length.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Let there be acceleration.
Amen.
Speed.
Amen.
Recover.
Amen.
Recover.
Amen.
Recover.
Amen.
Holy Ghost,
amen.
Blow them.
Amen.
Bring them. Thank you, Jesus.
I say, Jesus Christ.
Please, the counselor will just speak with you for 1 minute and then I will get your name because I will be praying for you.
I want to counselor, please get it.
I'll be praying for you. Please get your names for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen, Jesus.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website, www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms at THF Church NG. Thanks.